Hi, I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is Be Still and Know. Let's hear what God is saying to us today. James chapter 2, verse 1. My dear brothers and sisters, how can you claim to have faith in our glorious Lord Jesus Christ if you favour some people over others? It's hard for us to imagine the social tensions with which the early church had to live. The majority of Christians were poor, and many of them were slaves. Imagine the potential difficulties if a slave owner then became part of the church too. Slaves had no legal rights. How would a slave master worship alongside someone that he owned? James was only too well aware of these challenges and was concerned that there shouldn't be any hint of favouritism in the church. The church should be a place where all human distinctions fall away and everyone is equally loved and precious. James then gives an agonizing illustration of how badly things could go. Two people walk into a church meeting. One is very obviously wealthy, and the other is just as obviously poor. The rich person is immediately cared for and given a good seat at the front. The poor person is given a bad seat, or even told to sit on the floor. Nothing could more flagrantly fly in the face of a God who opposes all discrimination. James was clearly livid. This should never happen, pure and simple. We may assume that this kind of favouritism doesn't happen these days, but you can be sure that the sin of favouritism hasn't gone away. Ask yourself how warmly someone who is homeless would be welcomed in your church. What about the noisy teenagers? About those with poor mental health? Then reflect on the way in which you welcome your friends, the people who look like you. We're all tempted to treat people differently. And whenever we feel that temptation, we need to remind ourselves that we serve a God who never does that. He wants us to follow his example. So let me ask you a question. In what way are you tempted to show favoritism? And how could you overcome it? Let me pray with you. Loving God, thank you that you never show favoritism. Help us to follow your example more closely. Amen. Thanks for listening. I encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. The talks are also available on podcast, which you can access at any time. If you'd like to receive a free copy of our magazine, Voice of Hope, which contains all of these devotionals and much else besides, please visit premier.org.uk/Voice of Hope. God bless you. I do hope you have a great day.